are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me this morning from the Peer Players, Drew Nafis and Thomas Vetch. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And boy, it sounds like the opening weekend of Ordinary Days was a really, really good one.
It really was. It was an awesome show. Great crowd. Being up on stage and in front of all those people, it during rehearsal, it's like, you don't really get that full experience until you're like right in front of a crowd, and it's always nice. What do you think?
Oh yeah, no, I was flattered by the crowd reaction. We had, not only did we have a good showing in numbers, but the reactions afterward when we're just talking to the people, they seemed to really enjoy the contemporary nature of the musical and just the level of the talent that you guys have. I mean, seriously, I've been to a lot of Peer Players plays, and these guys, they can really sing.
And yeah, the energy of having the crowd there and the talent, it all just kind of works together when you let that curtain go up and see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, Drew, you are part of the ensemble, correct?
I only sing like a handful of lines in one song, but I am in quite a few scenes where I just like help move stage stuff around. And I have one scene in particular where I am on stage the entire scene, or maybe a couple, but yeah, I'm basically there to make the lead characters' parts, you know, look good by having set people for them to talk about. So yeah, I kind of blend in.
Well, you've got to have those people that, you know, are there to help the lead shine and to move things along. So it must be a fun one to be part of so far.
Oh yeah, no, that's one of my favorite parts is just, you know, I get to play up my role in the background. I get to play off some of the other company characters and, you know, we have fun with it. And yeah, this has definitely been one of the more exciting plays that I've been a part of. So.
And Thomas, you're one of the lead roles. Tell us about your character.
I play the role of Jason. Jason is this like super exuberant little dude who's moving in with his girlfriend. And as the play is said, it's Ordinary Days. It's just the life of, you know, everyone goes through situations like these. Mm-hmm. So, like, he moves in with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's kind of on the fence about it, doesn't know. And throughout time, it progresses and progresses to this amazing big story. But to bounce off of what Drew was saying about just, like, the background characters, those background characters do so much to this play. You take the four characters that are already established and then you throw on the other, like the company members, and it just makes it a full show. I've had so many people say like just those background characters do numbers to the show. And like I'd have been fine with just being a background character because it looks like so much fun, honestly. Mm.
And there's a few more chances for folks to see this production. If they didn't catch it this past weekend, now they've got some time. The final three performances are coming up, right?
Yep. It'll be Thursday, May 5th through the 7th, May on Saturday. Those will be it'll be 5th, 6th, and 7th. Yep.
And is it 7:30 all three nights?
7:30 for the first two, and I couldn't tell you on the second.
I was going to say, Saturday, I'm not sure if it's an afternoon performance or a night performance. I was hoping he would remember.
It's an afternoon, but I don't remember when it starts.
Oh, it's an afternoon? Oh, thank goodness if it's an afternoon one. Okay.
But they can always visit peerplayers.com and check out the date for Saturday if that's going to be the one to work for them. But they can stop by and, you know, night of the performance, get their tickets right at the box office or call ahead, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
if it's the same as last Sunday, then the performance is at 2:00.
So. 2:00. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's when it is.
There, okay. There we go. So Thursday and Friday, 7:30. Saturday, a matinee, which is always nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So well, thank you for stopping in. It sounds like it's been a lot of fun to be part of this production, and in the response from the public who has been out there, encouraging people to, you know, come on out and enjoy the hard work you guys have put in.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Thank you guys. I mean, and thanks for the opportunity to be on this interview to promote the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, always glad to have the Peer Players in and let people know the fun that they're going to miss out on if they don't get to the Grand Opera House.
Right.
Yeah, no, I've been leaving little flyers around town. Hopefully people will take notice. So
same here, yeah.
Definitely. We'll have some great final performances. And again, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Drew Nafis and Thomas Vetch joining us from the Peer Players this morning. Ordinary Days, catch the final three performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Opera House. And get on out, support them, and enjoy that wonderful production. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. We'll chat with Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue next.